For WCYB Digital Radio, This Week in Tech. From NPR, scam baiting is a growing trend where individuals waste scammers' time to protect potential victims. This practice has become a lucrative side hustle for some of the internet's biggest creators, including Twitch streamer Kit Boga, some of whom have even been able to assist authorities with evidence that can be vital to investigations. YouTube's recent policy update informs users that it's strengthening enforcement on third-party apps that violate YouTube's terms of service, specifically ad-blocking apps, according to CyberNews. This update will potentially cause loading issues or error screens for those violating the agreement. The app has encouraged users to watch videos with ads or upgrade to YouTube Premium. TikTok has started rolling out its Instagram rival, TikTok Notes, to select Android and iOS users, according to The Verge. The homepage is divided into two sections that share a likeness to Pinterest and function similarly to Instagram. At this time, further details about the app, including an official launch date, remain uncertain. The FBI is once again warning consumers against using public phone charging stations to avoid exposing their devices to malicious software, CNN reports. Public USB stations, including those found at malls and airports, are being used by bad actors to spread malware and monitoring software. To protect yourself from these kinds of attacks, it is recommended that you carry your own charger and USB cord and use an electrical outlet instead. From Wired, the U.S. Air Force Test Pilot School and the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency announced successful AI-controlled fighter jet flights and simulated dogfights. This marks the first use of machine learning autonomy in flight systems, paving the way for safer and more reliable aerospace AI advancements in commercial and defense sectors. Amazon is shuttering its drone delivery operations in Lockford, California, one of the earliest U.S. test sites for the decade-long project, according to CNBC. The program, called Prime Air, has struggled to get off the ground in recent years. However, the company plans to bring drone deliveries to more U.S. cities, including Phoenix, Arizona, later this year. For WCYB Digital Radio, that's This Week in Tech. Check back next week for more updates.